Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to all of you, our listeners today, our loyal listeners who have been calling in from week to week. I am your co-host, Sister Ingrid Green Adams. Thank you for tuning in, and especially all of you who are tuning in with us today for the very first time. Thank you for joining us in our Blog Talk Radio show known as Facing Your Fears, which is hosted by evangelist Norma Chapman, and I serve as the co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. First of all, today, what I'd like to tell you is that we have a little change in our programming today because of an event that happened. Evangelist Norma Chapman had to be called away today to handle a personal matter. She has death in her family, and right now we want to say a special prayer for her as she is motoring over to be with her loved ones in Mississippi. So today, I am on the show, and our special guest is going to be Katie Sandusky, who is a regional commissioner's manager for American Red Cross. So, Ms. Katie, if you are on your way en route and hadn't gotten to dial in yet, please just call in and recognize yourself. Let me know. Identify yourself so that you can join me today. But for now, let us begin, as we always do, by starting off our show with a prayer. Father God, we come to you today as humbly as we know how. First of all, thanking you for waking us up this morning and getting us started on our day. Father God, we're asking for special blessings, Father God, and we're asking you to keep the Chapman family and all of its members safe, Father God. Bless them, Father God. Give them the strength that they need at this time, Father God, during the death of their loved one, Father God. Let them know that we are here and we're very supportive for them, Father God. We know that earth hath no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Have them look to the hills from whence cometh their help. Their help coming from you, Father God, who made heaven and earth. And we will always be ever so mindful to continue to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's through your darling son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So, listeners, today we have not heard from Ms. Katie Sandusky, who is the regional communications manager for the American Red Cross here in the city of New Orleans. And as you know, or have been informed, our topic today is, how prepared are you? Are you prepared yet? Because we all know in the Southeast Louisiana area where we live, especially in the New Orleans area, we have had several problems with hurricanes. So this is hurricane season. And since it is hurricane season, which started June 1st through November 30th, today's show is dedicated about hurricane safety, and that's what we are going to discuss today. So if Ms. Sandusky does come on the line, please identify yourself, and you can give us the information from the American Red Cross. But today we are going to share some information with you because the show must go on. And so I ask that you just carefully and prayerfully stay with me today as we begin to talk with you today about how prepared are you? Are you prepared yet? Yes, it is summertime and the children are out of school and it's a busy time here in Southeast Louisiana and the weather's warm and we love snowballs and having fun and going on vacations, but we must tune in to the news and listen as to what is going on with the tropics and the air and the water and everything in our surroundings in Southeast Louisiana, because this is hurricane season. So today we're going to talk a little bit about hurricane safety. We're going to learn how to keep your home and your family safe during a hurricane, okay? But first of all, the first thing we need to do is to just talk a little bit about hurricanes. We all should know that hurricanes are strong storms that can be life-threatening as well as cause serious hazardous problems such as flooding, storm surge, high winds, and tornadoes. And we are quite acquainted with the terrible problems we had many years ago with Hurricane Katrina. And some of us are still trying to return to our great city in New Orleans. So that's why we have heightened our hurricane preparedness in the city of New Orleans. So what you want to do is you always want to be prepared. So today we're going to talk about some of the preparations you should take in advance for a hurricane. So how do you prepare, or how do you begin to prepare for a hurricane? First of all, you need to start by protecting your family. The first thing we want to talk about is to talk to your family about what to do if a hurricane strikes. You should discuss hurricanes ahead of time to help reduce fear, particularly for younger children, especially if this is the first time your children are going to be experiencing a hurricane or any type of torrential rain in this manner. Maybe you just moved to the area, you're new to the area. It could be something that is definitely frightening to someone who's not experienced this before. So it is very important that you sit and you talk to your family members and you make them aware of what can happen during this time and what happens when a hurricane strikes. You need to also ensure that every member of your family carries a safe and well wallet card so that they will know what to do when a hurricane does strike or where to go. You need to make sure you have access to a New Orleans Access Airwaves radio broadcast. Now, most of the time we're listening to WWL, Channel 4, or Fox News. Make sure you have a station on or a radio station that can give you definite information about what is going on in your area. You can also go online to have access to a New Orleans Access Airway radio station. So that way you can keep up on that end from your computer or through the internet. You can also search for a radio app in the App Store or on Google Play on some of your technological devices. The next thing you need to do is to purchase a battery-powered or hand-cranked radio so that you can keep in touch and know what's going on at all times. Now, in the event that you do have to leave your home, the important things you want to take with you, you need to have them prepared and have easy access to them so you can just easily pick them up as you are going to be leaving your home. The things you're going to want to include will be insurance policies, valuable or important documents, or other valuables that you may put in a safety deposit box, or any other important information. When I say documents that are important to me, I would think if you have birth certificates, if you have Social Security cards, if you have anything of this nature that would take a while for you to have to retrieve or get additional copies of, it would be important to have those if you can get them, have them easy at your access so you can pick them up on your way out. It's very important to keep these type of important documents in a safe place, a place that is less likely to be damaged if a hurricane causes flooding, because we all know there are other documents that are important as well. But when you are leaving, you know, we have a lot of documents. We have a lot of things in our houses as Americans. We store a lot of goods, a lot of paperwork, a lot of notebooks in our homes, and we can't possibly take everything we think that is important with us. So we do need to practice extra precautions to make sure that as many important documents are protected and placed somewhere safe if in the event of flooding would occur. Also, what you can do is take pictures on a phone and keep copies of important documents and files on a flash drive that you can carry with you on your way out of your home. That would be another way you may be able to retrieve these documents if necessary, especially if you are forced to leave your home. So these are just some basic tips that I've discussed with you about protecting your family and preparing In the case of a hurricane, you have been listening to Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show with our host. In her absence is Evangelist Norma Chapman, and today I am acting as your host, Sister Ingrid Green Adams. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Next, I'd like to talk a little bit about protecting your home. There's also going to be some things you're going to need to do around your house, because we all know that we have our trash receptacles, we have items outside in the backyard for the children to play, playground equipment, things on the patio, we have gardening tools, we have things located around our homes that we're going to need to protect and procure because of the torrential winds coming. They are going to become a problem. They're going to be hazardous also. So we're going to need to protect our property and protect our homes. The things you need to know before, right before a hurricane or some type of torrential weather hits, is to listen to your local aerial radio or TV stations for the best information and the latest updates, so you can know on a regular basis. And now, the way technologically we're set, you can get live updates about what is going on in the area of the city nearest you or in your neighborhood. Therefore, you can be prepared to evacuate quickly and know your routes and destinations. You need to always keep in mind to find a local emergency shelter. So if you need to leave all of a sudden, you won't have to be scurrying around trying to figure out where to go. So it's a good idea in your family that you have taken the time to figure out what is the closest shelter to you and have that information available upon that time you would need to leave. Please also check your emergency kit and replenish any items missing in short supply, especially medications or other medical supplies. Keep it nearby. So it is always good to have a medical supply kit handy with things that you think you would need or may happen to need in a case of a hurricane. You would need the things like a first aid kit, Band-Aids, gauze, some tape, these type of items. You want to keep that available because you never know what this terrible weather may cause. So you want to be ready at all times. And what you can do is just take your time and do these things ahead of time, because when this is happening, you may not have that much time to think about where you place something. So that's why we're discussing it now, and I'm hoping that you find this information helpful to you. I do regret today that I am not going to be taking any telephone calls from callers who are calling in. I'm hoping that maybe this information that I'm giving you will provide some answers for questions that you have. If you have any other questions you want to ask that maybe I did not answer, you can contact us or reach us. I will give you the information to reach me or Evangelist Norma Chapman also at the end of our programming. Now, we have you prepared. You have everything you need to get on your way, and we need to tell you what you need to do now during a hurricane, should one be occurring in your area. And before I go on, you are listening to Facing Your Fears, the Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. In her absence today, I am co-host Sister Ingrid Green Adams. I am on solo today. If our guest speaker from the American Red Cross tunes in, please identify yourself and we will have you present the information that you were prepared for on today. Without further ado, let's go on and talk a little about what happens during a hurricane. Okay, first of all, during a hurricane, I think the most important thing we all want to do is to stay indoors. or to stay safe. You want to get someplace where you are safe, okay? So an important thing to do is to not walk on beaches, riverbanks, or in floodwaters, because we know that that would be very dangerous during a hurricane. We need you to use flashlights in the dark if the power goes out. Do not use candles, because that could be a problem, because we all know that fires always start during these type of situations. We want you to continue listening to local area radios, local area radio and TV shows for the latest information and updates, because if you're not familiar with what happens in hurricanes, these situations or this torrential weather can be very unpredictable. But with the technological advances we have today, our meteorologists can pretty much get things pinpointed as fairly accurately as we can today. However, this is Mother Nature, and we are known, especially in the New Orleans area, for hurricanes to switch directions at a moment's notice. So that's why we are encouraging you to stay in touch with your local radio stations and your TV stations for the latest information and updates, because it is very important to know where the hurricane or where the torrential weather is coming from every moment until you are out into a safety zone or a safety time frame from the National Weather Service or someone from your local TV or radio broadcasting system. We're going to need you to avoid contact with floodwater. It may be contaminated with sewage or contain dangerous insects or animals. We want you to turn off the power and water mains if instructed to do so by local authorities. Now we got to go on to talk about staying safe outdoors. To stay safe outdoors, these are the things you need to be cognizant of. Don't walk, swim, or drive through flood water. Just 6 inches of fast-flowing water can knock you over, and 2 feet of water will float a car. So I have noticed, and it's been on the news, if you've been in this area for any period of time, you've seen on the news where even when we get a heavy downpour in a short period of time, maybe within an hour or an hour and a half in the greater New Orleans area, where certain city streets get flooded really, really quickly because there's so much rainfall coming down in such a short period of time that some of our streets get flooded even without having a hurricane or any type of threatening weather of that nature. And I know you've seen people on the news, the cars are still trudging through the waters. Well, we want you to be careful of that, because this is a more dangerous situation than you probably think it is. So if you have any little doubt, then let's do without. Let's stay safe. Let's stay indoors. Let's not be walking around, and definitely let's not be walking around in any amounts of water. Stay out of the areas that are subject to flooding, such as underpasses, dips, low spots, canyons, washes, anything that can be filled with water. And I think on the news they always see these areas. You will always see the areas, the underpasses and that. Try to avoid these areas because they are going to fill up with water, and that's going to cause a potential problems with car stalling, and that will be another problem. So we're trying to avoid these things, and we're trying to give you this information so you will know what to do if the need arises. You are now listening to and have been listening to Facing Your Fears, the blog talk show normally hosted by evangelist Norma Chapman and co-hosted by Sister Ingrid Green Adams. Today we have been discussing with you, are you prepared yet? And I have been going over some hurricane safety tips for you inside the home, outside of the home, before a hurricane hits, and we just briefly went over during a hurricane. We're going to talk a little bit about after a hurricane. What happens after a hurricane? Well, first thing we want to do is, you know, we want to be in communication with folks. It was very important when Hurricane Katrina hit. All the towers were out. Everyone immediately started texting each other. Well, our cell phones and our technology has advanced tremendously since then. But it is very important after a hurricane to let your friends and family know you're safe. It's important for you to register yourself as safe on the Safe and Well website. Because if you remember during Hurricane Katrina, they had to have people come into the neighborhoods and go into every home and look for members that may have been left behind, animals and pets. We also have to think about our pets and our animals. We have to think about protecting our animals. If you have to leave, make sure that you check with a motel or a hotel if you're going to go to that kind of establishment that accepts pets, that invites your pets. You have to make sure you have proper preparation for your animals. If you're going to a loved one, a friend or a relative, you need to just also check with them to make sure that they are aware that you will be bringing your pets with you. I know a number of animals were lost or they ended up dead in Hurricane Katrina as well. So we need to take proper precaution for our pets and our animals. After a hurricane, what we need to think about is if we did evacuate, we should return only when authorities say it is safe to do so. I know the curiosity kills a cat and you want to see what's going on. I know especially for Hurricane Katrina, we in Southeast Louisiana, we are so accustomed to just being on a short holiday. Having to leave our home for a hurricane before Hurricane Katrina always was like a short trip for us. That's why many local New Orleanians felt like, oh, I'm not going to leave. I'm just going to ride it out. And we've always heard to be in a safe zone inside of your home, which is your innermost room in your home with no windows. If you can get in a bathtub, if you happen to be out on the street, if you can get in a ditch or something of that nature, if it's a tornado or a torrential weather, that's what we have always been told. But like local New Orleanians, we did not leave. A lot of us stayed because what we were accustomed to doing was being gone for 2 or 3 days. And it was like a short vacation or a short trip to visit family and friends as we listened to the local broadcast stations to let us know what was going on back home in the New Orleans metropolitan area to see when it was safe and sound to come back. So some of us didn't leave because we felt like it was going to be safe to come back because we hadn't really had any terrible hurricanes or torrential weathers since Hurricane Betsy in 1965. But we now know that when we hear that it is time to pack up and to leave because of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, that is what we want to do. We want to listen and be ready to leave if we must evacuate when our authorities say we need to go. And then once we have been in touch with our local authorities, and we know that it is safe to come back, that we only return when the local authorities say it is safe to do so. And most importantly, you need to understand that this is of the utmost importance because of maybe power lines may be down. There may be many things. There may be a lot of debris. There could be a number of variables that would cause more harm to you if you came back before the authorities had given the approval for you to return. So let's play it safe. Remember, if you are evacuated, return only when authorities say it is safe to do so. We need to also now move on and say continue listening to your local news on your radio or on your TV station, your weather information, your weather radio, for updated information and instructions. And this is very important because things change from time to time, sometimes moment to moment. So that's why we say give this your utmost importance and pay attention to what is going on in your local area where the weather has affected your area. We also want you to stay alert for extended rainfall and subsequent flooding because you may be over with one big downpour, but you need to stay in touch with the local authorities and the National Weather Service so that you can be aware of what is on the horizon, what may be moving into our area. And if so, you need to be diligent and you need to move in a timely fashion if you have to move. That's why it's very important that you have your checklist and you have everything prepared. It is also advised that just like at schools and businesses, employment places, that people have fire drills, it has also become incumbent that nowadays we have a hurricane plan for your household. So that way everybody is educated in your home and they know what to do if the need would arise. They would know where to go. They would know what to pack up. They would know what they would need, what they would have. And also, you need to pay attention to the information that authorities give you so you can know how to get out of your area in the contraflow of traffic, because we all know that that becomes a big problem. Traffic gets bottlenecked because the number one reason is everyone usually waits until the very last moment. So as soon as you get the information that it is mandatory that you leave, I would also say if you know that you live in an underlying area where flooding is always a possibility, that you think about this and you make the preparation and you get out as soon as possible. That is what you need to do. You need to prepare and be made available everything that you have so that you will be ready to move out and you will not be caught up in all the traffic that will be on the road trying to leave at the same time. Also, keep your vehicles gassed up. Get the needs that you have for your car. Make sure you, if there are any repairs, your battery's fine for the car. Do a quick overcheck on the car to make sure it is in good enough running condition to serve you well on the road. It would not be a good time for you to have a breakdown in your vehicle on the road. So we need to make sure that you keep your vehicle gassed up and you're ready to go. Now, speaking of finances and monies, it is a very good idea, since we do live in a hurricane area, Southeast Louisiana especially, that you may have on the side a little hurricane fund. So if something were to happen and you need to leave, if you need to make a proper arrangement, you could have a credit card, a debit card available, or you could have some ready cash available. Especially, I remember this during Hurricane Katrina, when the electricity, all the power was down. How do we use these ATM machines? They are all electronically, they run by electricity, by power. And if the power lines were down, you won't be able to access your ATM machine, so you won't be able to receive the cash from your account. So it is only in my opinion that you should keep some ready-made cash available to you in the event you may have to drive for miles or travel for miles to be able to access a working ATM machine. These are the things you don't think about at the time because you need to dash out and you just have to go. And you don't think about all this at the time because now you need to move, move, move. That's why we're going over all of these tips and all of these hints to advise you of the things that we always overlook so that we can be prepared, we can be smart, we can be ready if the need would occur. It is better to be prepared than to not be prepared. It's always better to have and not need than to need and not have. This way it cuts down on the stress and all the undue anxiety that having to uproot and leave during a perilous time like this generally may bring about. And that's what we want to cut down on. That's why we want to come to you today with this pertinent information so that you would be prepared for your family, for your friends, and caring for loved ones or yourself. There may be other neighbors. There may be older, there may be your parents or some older neighbors that may need help and assistance. So you need to think about those in your neighborhood that may need a way to leave the area. So you may want to get coordinated with your neighbor or family members to make sure that there's a plan to get people who are disabled or people who do not have transportation or the means to get themselves out of harm's way. These are the type of things you need to think about ahead of time, because when the tragedy hits and when we are in the midst of it, it is hard to think of all of these things at the drop of a hat. But if we have prepared, like we're going through the steps now, you will have a cool head, you will know what to do, everything will be in place, and all you have to do is go about your business and get yourself out of harm's way, or get your neighbor and other family members out of harm's way. It's very important that you prepare and know how to prepare now, because the hurricane season is from June 1st to November 30th. And we live in Southeast Louisiana, and we all know we wait for the meteorologist to tell us about the possible hurricanes we're going to have for the season and how many of them may be bad ones where we may have to possibly relocate. So we do prepare for it every year. Now, you have been listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Facing Your Fears, hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-hosted by Sister Ingrid Green Adams. In Evangelist Norma Chapman's absence today, I am controlling the show for you, trying to tell you about hurricane safety. We were supposed to have a special guest from the American Red Cross, but today we will go on with our show as planned. And I want to thank you, our faithful listeners, for tuning in and always being there for us. We appreciate you tuning in every week from the hours 4:30 to 5:30. And for anyone who has just come on board for the first time, if you're a new listener in our audience, please forgive us. Things happen in life, and we have to make the necessary adjustments, and we have to go on. But we know God is able. We don't want you to feel like this is not a show that is important or that doesn't deliver important or pertinent information to the listening audience. Things happen in life, but the show is going on today, and I assure you that next week we will be on with another exciting show, and I hope you are encouraged. Please be encouraged, first-time listeners, to come out and share with us again. Again, our topic today is, how prepared are you? Are you prepared yet? Have any of you in our listening audience thought about the various things that I've gone over with you? Have you thought about what to do or how to prepare before a hurricane? Have you actually sat down with your family and talked about getting a hurricane preparedness kit together for the household? Have you ever thought about discussing this with the children, especially the younger children, so that they wouldn't be frightened and they would know what to do? These are some of the important questions that I ask of you today when you have a moment at your leisure to sit down and to think about this. We are at the very beginning of this year's hurricane season. And as you know, I told you it's from June 1st through November 30th, so we have a long ways to go throughout the rest of the hurricane season. So this information is very important to you, and I want you to think about it. If you have questions, you'll be able to locate us, and you'll be able to follow up. We will follow up with you on any questions that you may have. I do apologize for not being able to take calls from you today due to our circumstances. And as I said earlier, if you tuned in late and you're wondering the demeanor of the show today and you have not heard Evangelist Norma Chapman's voice with us today, it is because she has had death in the family. And again, I want to send out my sincerest condolences to the family, to our sister in Christ, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and her lovely family who are at this time have experienced death in the family. It was a short notice, and she had to leave very abruptly, but we will carry on the show. And the information we were supposed to have from our American Red Cross employee, we did not get her on the line, but nevertheless, we have gone on with the information that we have had. We just want to tell you now towards the end, the last things I really want to discuss with you is after the hurricane, we just need to discuss about caring for yourself and loved ones to make sure that they get home safely, to make sure that you have prepared any medications and those type of maybe perishable things too that they need. You have to think about all of these things ahead of time to get the prescriptions filled or to have an adequate amount. You need to take some medication, enough medication for a couple of days, or make sure that you, wherever you're going, you will have access to this information so that your prescriptions, if they need to, will be filled, because some of this is time sensitive and it's going to be needed, and we don't know offhand how long you may have to be away. So that's why we're telling you to be prepared and to plan ahead of time. If you are in doubt and thinking, will I need something? I think it is safe to go with the fact that, yes, I may need it. It is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. That's what we want to do. We want you to care for yourself and for your loved ones, to have the proper things you need. Make sure if you're going to be on the road traveling, you have some non-perishable things and you have some canned goods. We always pack those Vienna sausages, the Spam, these kinds of things you can take with you. So in the event you have no access to food, you will have something, some nourishment to tide you over until the hurricane has subsided or until your area has been approved and you can return to your area according to the proper information from your authority. So we want to make sure we pack the proper things that we need. You want to make sure you have some clothing, depending on how the weather is, a little light sweater or jacket, and some clothing for at least 2 to 3 days. At least 2 to 3 days. You want to have some food, some snacks and things to tide you over for that time, just in case you don't get in an area where there is something available to you, some substance. You will have that. Make sure you have drinking water. It is very important that you have water and that you stay hydrated. That's very important, especially for young children, babies, and older people in our communities. Make sure we keep all these individuals hydrated, okay? And upon returning home safely, now what we need to know is, I discussed with you a little while ago, we had to put all of those things that were outside of our home, we had to secure them in some way, your garbage receptacles and all of these things. When we come back to the home, please check on all of these items and make sure that everything is intact and can be returned or replaced in their normal places where they normally reside. Please check around your home and make sure everything is intact, everything is fine. If you see that there's some problems with your structure, with your yard, or with any of the objects, anything that you own, your property, make sure that you bring that to someone's attention. It may be something you have to file a claim about. That's something that would be discussed at a later date. But it is important for you to return home safely and to check out your surroundings in and outside of your home. Also, we know after a hurricane, The next thing we have is the big major cleaning and repairing your home. Maybe there was some damage on your home. Maybe there was some tree limbs or tree or some debris or something that has piled up in your yard, or lots of leaves, whatever it may be. You may have some extensive cleaning and repairing of your home to do. So let's not think about we're just coming back home and finding exactly what we left. We're going to pray that God spares us and that we do not have any of this debris and clutter and a terrible, devastated home to come back to. But in the event we do, we know that it's going to take some time to do some cleaning and repairing of our home. So we're going to do that in a timely fashion, and we're going to be prepared to handle it accordingly. And due to hurricanes, and we know that we can be emotional at this time, I do say that if you feel the need, if you feel like you're a little anxious or you are overwhelmed about the situation and you're having some problems trying to regroup and to go on after the situation, and it seems like you just can't shake it, I do think that it's very important that you seek some professional help. Maybe you seek some counseling on an outpatient basis, or you talk to someone who can help you put these things in proper perspective, because I do know after Hurricane Katrina, we needed a lot of this exchange of dialogue, because it was a very devastating hurricane that came through the city of New Orleans. So it takes time to heal. It takes time to process everything that happens when you have a torrential downpour or you have a hurricane, especially of the magnitude of Hurricane Katrina, come through your neighborhood or surrounding areas. It's going to take some time to return back to normal. Even the hurricanes that are of a lesser degree, the Category 1, the just torrential rains, sometimes it takes a while to process everything that has taken place with those. So please be mindful of these things and do not just let it just slip away and you put it back in your mind, because we need to take the time to dwell on what is bothering us so that we can process it, we can get on, we can have closure on it, so we can face possibly maybe the fear we have of it, because we live in Southeast Louisiana. And every year, we are alerted to hurricane season. We may have a very light season one year. We don't know what we may receive the next year. So it is very important that you can get yourself in the mindset of not being fearful of the situation that we may occur, but just that could possibly occur, but just that we are prepared and we're ready. We have everything in place to deal with it if such a situation were to happen. It's very important to have all your information ready, so if you need to act, you can act. Now, today, I would like to entertain some questions, but unfortunately, we cannot. I've tried to go over some information with you that may be helpful in preparing, in advance for a hurricane, what happens during a hurricane, and what would happen after a hurricane. I hope I have been helpful in telling you the things that you need to prepare for. You need to have your money secured. You need to have certain items secured and ready to go. I hope you took some things into consideration about securing proper documentation, because these are the type of important documents that you need to make sure you have with you or you have placed somewhere safe away from flooded areas, because it's going to take a while for those items to be retrieved again or replaced. So we want to try to cause as less problems as possible in this situation, because it will take time. And it will take time for you to restore yourself personally. It will take time for you to restore your home, your possessions, your valuables, and to get yourself into what we're going to call a normal lifestyle again after such an occurrence. So these are the things we have to take into consideration, and I think we can do them in a timely fashion if we have been smart enough, if we have listened enough about the hurricane safety tips that I have presented for you, and if we can follow these things and be prepared and get our families prepared, I think that's going to be half of our battle. Also, we need to make sure that the vehicles we have are ready to run and they are accessible and in good working order so we can leave town if we need to. It's also good to check on your neighbors to see if they have a plan. If you are in relationship with your neighbors and you get along well and you know they have some shortcomings or that, it is a good thing to talk with them to see if they have thought about what they would do in a certain set of circumstances. We have to be mindful of the things and the people around us because that's what makes our community and our infrastructure so special. So we have to provide the provisions for our people, our plants, our animals, the areas where we live so that we can have a good quality of life. And today I am going to say we are going to sign off a little bit earlier today. I am hoping that this information that I have passed on to you about preparing for a hurricane in advance, about what you do during a hurricane or torrential weather, about how you prepare and the items needed has been helpful, and how you return and clean up and be ready in the event you have a hurricane, a tornado, or some type of torrential set of circumstances coming your way. You have been listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Facing Your Fears, which is hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-host Sister Ingrid Green Adams. Today, I am alone on the show, Sister Ingrid Green Adams, but I thank God for you, our listening audience, and I thank God for the first-time listeners who are in our audience today. I thank you for tuning in, and I would invite you to tune in for next week's show. We're going to have another exciting show on next week. Tune in, as you have done today, every week on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. And I'm quite sure we will have another exciting show for you with another great topic of interest for you, our beloved listening audience. Now, how you can reach me is you can reach me through my website, www.greensconsulting@aol.com. You can reach me through Twitter and social media as Ingrid Green Adams at Ingrid Green. You can reach me through my telephone number, which is 504-273-9959. You can reach me also at another email address, which is suno83@aol.com. I am on social media through Facebook, also through Ingrid Green, are listed at Green's Consulting Company. So you can use any of those mediums to contact me about various questions about today's show or any other information I'd like to pass on to you. That both Evangelist Norma Chapman and I are authors. She has the famous book entitled What Faith Can Do, and she is the author of several other books. I am also the author of many books of inspirational poetry. So you can look at my webpage, you can call me and get information. You can also contact Evangelist Norma Chapman on her website, which is norma_chapman@yahoo.com. And you can find out any information you need also through listening to our radio show on Facebook. So if there are any shows you want to catch up on from last week or last month, tune in to Facebook under Blog Talk Radio Show / Facing Your Fears. I have been your co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. It has been a pleasure to be on the air with you today, my loyal listeners, and thank you for your first-time listeners who have tuned in today and joined our audience. It has been quite a pleasure. I am going to say I will be excited to hear from you all on next week, and let us continue to keep the Chapman family, Evangelist Norma Chapman's family, in your prayers. They need our love and our support. She is my sister in Christ and a Christian woman. We want to give them our love and support at this time. So tune in again next week. You have been listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Facing Your Fears. We are looking forward to hearing from you, and we're looking forward to you tuning in on next week. Until then, be blessed. Have a good evening. Goodbye now.